Hello and welcome to presentation about MirrorCache. My name is Andriy Nikitin. I am member of Build OBS team. My team is responsible for infrastructure behind Open Build Service in its OpenSUSE and internal SUSE. So, MirrorCache. MirrorCache is Mirror Redirector. It means that it has a list of mirrors configured and it accepts client requests, and for each request it tries to find suitable mirror. It should consider several aspects when selecting suitable mirrors. First of all, it must be sure that mirror has a requested resource. It should consider geographical location, so the mirror is the closest to client as possible. It should consider request type. So if request comes over secure protocol, it must be sure that mirror can operate with the secure protocol, because sometimes some mirrors they can serve requests only over HTTP. Sometimes some mirrors they have certificates expired, so but they still useful for HTTP handling, etc. It also should consider stability of mirrors. So if mirror is on and off, it is probably not to redirect request to it. And if no suitable mirror found, then sometimes the redirector can serve request on itself, and sometimes it has default location configured and it redirects the request there. Now regarding OpenSUSE and package updates, they are happening with Zooper utility, and Zooper communicates with download.opensuse.org. And below you can see request, which is very similar to what Zooper does. You can try it in your command line, and in this case, download.opensuse.org replies with redirection status code. So basically the request that's redirected to a mirror that it's actually German mirror. If you try the same request in your country, you can be redirected probably to another mirror that is close to you. And we must say that this system is very dynamic. There's a lot of packages, a lot of different projects, and the new packages released every hour. They are synced. Some mirrors get updates faster, some mirrors get updates slower, some mirrors go down, some mirrors return up. So it's quite a challenge to have all information intact and serve requests in optimal way. And this regard was mentioned life cycle basically of package. It gets built in Open Build Service at build.opensuse.org. Then it slowly synced to all the mirrors. Then it eventually discovered by special scripts and then registered in database. I will mention about this discovery a bit later. And after the package is registered in database for particular mirror, that mirror is ready to serve requests, and future requests from client can be redirected to this mirror. And also we must mention this topic that Zooper uses special Metalink format when it expects replies from download.opensuse.org. It doesn't change much. The only difference that it has metadata and a list of mirrors. But if you are on this presentations, on this presentation, you probably better to know what is Metalink, and that Zooper uses it. Here comes Mirror Brain. It is current backend behind download OpenSUSE.org that is responsible for communication with Jupyter. It is basically Apache's module that communicates to database, and it also has scanner script that goes all over the mirrors and register updates in database. This is discovery that was mentioned before. So MirrorBrain is very simple, and it has simple approach and good project that was serving for years, but there were reasons, complex reasons, to look into alternative solution, and they're so complex that I can deliver dedicated presentation about it, so I will skip at this point, and we will have a look what MirrorCache brings into play. So MirrorCache is also Mirror Redirector, and it's planned backend to replace MirrorBrain. MirrorCache brings job queue. So it will have workers, new workers can be added if needed. Also, workers will pick up jobs according to priority, maybe to some other parameters. Jobs will have own status, so it's easy to see failed jobs, it is easy to retry jobs, it is easy to reprioritize jobs or maybe cancel some jobs. And it's more suitable in troubleshooting to see what's going on. So basically it's the tool that brings confidence and allows to manage manage things more smoothly, because it's a lot of going on and it's sometimes quite hard to find which errors are relevant and to understand where the problems come from. So this also makes MirrorCache less dependent on rescan of mirrors, because MirrorBrain currently scans over and over huge locations that basically never updated, and it is waste of resources, and with MirrorCache it more reacts on what's going on front end. So if clients request some unknown files that MirrorCache is not aware of, it will automatically schedule some jobs that will fix and register those files. I will mention about this automatic discovery on next slide. Also, MirrorCache brings proper handling of HTTPS and IPv6 requests. This is something which MirrorCache struggles with. Also, MirrorBrain struggles. MirrorCache is a rich web application, so it has some forms, web forms for editing or adding new mirrors. Also has some forms for statistics or maybe troubleshooting or logging. And all the MirrorCache by design, it doesn't need to have access, file system access to files that are served. MirrorBrain also has this option, but it is more like workaround, and in MirrorCache it comes as core feature. And also, since MirrorCache does not require to have access, physical access to all the files that are served, it is possible to spawn MirrorCache instance in anywhere in the world, and it brings possibility to have geographical cluster. I will stop on it a bit later as well. So this diagram shows more about automatic scheduling of jobs. The main thing that it has background jobs, and some of them monitor what's going on the front end, And if there is some request to unknown files, it will schedule special jobs that will discover those files and register them properly and scan all the mirrors that are needed. So current state, there's three pilot instances. One is Europe with European mirrors only. One is with North America mirrors only, and one instance is kind of gateway that has all the rest mirrors. So whenever European or North America clients request something from MirrorCache OpenSUSE.org, their request gets redirected to one of local instances, and that instance will try to find a suitable mirror. And all other countries will be served by MirrorCache OpenSUSE.org. There's also some community instance that you can try. Currently, all these instances run in test mode, but there's no known critical issues. Feel free to use them for package updates. I do use them on my machines, in my tests, in CI. I have nothing to complain. The only thing that they don't have powerful hardware yet, and they are not optimized for high load. This is something to be implemented. And of course, when it's production ready, then most probably every continent will get own MirrorCache instance. So in the best case scenario, requests from one continent will not leave that continent and will be served by local instance, because currently machine in Australia, for example, in Japan, it constantly communicates with the main server in Nuremberg, and which redirects them back to some of local mirrors if possible. So outside of OpenSUSE infrastructure, MirrorCache can be usable also in some cases when mirror redirector is needed and when automatic discovery of what mirrors have is needed. So feel free to evaluate if you have such scenario in mind. This concludes this short presentation about MirrorCache. Special thanks to Mojolicious Web Framework and Minion Job Q. I found these projects fun to work with, and they bring content.